Silly boy. Don't you know that if you beat a hellhound in battle, she is married to you? What's wrong? Let you win? Well, yeah. But it's not against any rules. And besides, your little friend down here doesn't seem to mind at all. All right. I'm going to wash up and you're coming with me. Get up. Good boy. Come on, honey. There's no need to be nervous. Listen to your wife. Good boy. Aw, don't look so shy. Come here. Come on, move your hands, dear. What a handsome thing. Do you like it when I pin you against the wall? Your head is only up to my breast, and I can see you trying so hard to find a direction that will allow you to look away. Why don't you look down and see the water drip down my perfect abs? My skin, damp and shiny. Or look up and see my face, my eyes burning and filled with desire, my pupils glowing orange, my sharp fangs inching closer as I bend down to kiss you. You're lucky that there are rules against me taking you here. Oh, the sounds I could get you to make. I could pin you down on the floor and ride you. I would wait until you went to either scream or moan, so I could plant my lips down on yours and just dominate your mouth with my tongue. Oh, I would leave you a moaning, drooling mess. After I take a moment to appreciate you like that, I would wrap myself around you and gently hold you until you fall asleep. Then, we would wake up and start the whole thing again. You would be like the perfect toy. A toy to play with, to love, to fuck. I can see your breathing getting faster. And you're starting to get hard. Is that the water, or is that pre-cum dripping down your cock? I'm not going to touch you, remember? It's against the rules. I'm going to make you wait and tease you until you're begging me to dominate you. Well, I think we've been in the shower for too long. Oh, look. Only one towel. It looks like I'll have to dry you. Come here. Good boy. I'll just use my silky fur. You practically went limp the second you felt my fur. Doesn't my body feel so warm? You're practically addicted to my body. So hard, yet so soft. There, I'll try. Aw, did you want more? Don't worry, baby. Soon. Let's get some clothes on, and I'll take you to our home. It's not that far from here. Put your hand on my paw, dear. Hey, if we walk through here, it'll take only a few minutes off our walk. You're scared? Honey, the gangs don't operate that often during the day. Honey, no one will bother you when I'm here. You're mine, sweetie. Wait, did I just hear? Get as close as you can to me, and under no circumstances will you try to get out of the grip my left arm has against you. Just stay pressed against my body. It might be nothing, but I'm not going to take any chances. Oh, it's you. Stay close. She's a manticore. I won't let her tail spines hit you. Not another step, you chode-tailed bitch. If you scare easily, I suggest not looking towards me. And if I let you go, I want you to run as fast as you possibly can to the nearest place with a lot of people. I'll find you there. But let me get her to try to retreat first. One more step, and I will give you a free trial to the best torment that hell has to offer. I will personally rip your tail off and shove the large end down your throat, but not before ripping out all of your spines and giving you the most torturous acupuncture sessions ever done. I will personally drag you down to hell so I can constantly torture you over and over and over again. I will never let you die. I will never let you rest. You will spend the rest of eternity in complete agony. The only way you can avoid that dark reality is if you take a step back and walk away as fast as you can. And don't think about searching for another couple, because I come around here every day, and if I see you with a man who looks like he's been abused by you, I will do the same thing. Either find your own man, or crawl back into your fucking cave and die alone, you witch! She ran off. Are you okay? You're shaking. Here, let me help you. Look, just hold on to me. There you go. I'm just going to caress you gently until you stop shaking. It's okay. You're okay. There's a lot of people I won't let near you. And she's not only on that list, but her name is written in red, bold letters and triple underlined. She is pure evil. There's no love in her blackened heart. Even other manticores find her evil. She takes men from monsters who try to obey the law and not claim them immediately. She drugs them and rapes them a lot more viciously than most monsters. She doesn't even bother waiting for them to wake up before throwing them on the streets. If they're lucky, the monster she took them from might be able to find them before a random monster claims them. A lot of monsters who abide by the law wait until the human awakes, and most of them help them get back to the other monster. But this isn't always the case. Back in the day, she split a lot of couples apart. The only reason why I didn't tell you to run immediately was because I didn't want you to see me after I tore her apart. I might have acted aggressive and mean towards you, but I really do love you. I don't want you to see me as a monster. Let's just get back to our home. Come on, I'll carry you. Good boy. Boys like you are made to be gently cared for. My mother and father met after my mother saved him from one of the gangs that were using him. They moved out of here for that reason, but I stayed behind. I didn't want to see boys like you fall victim to those gangs. Most of the guys got scared. The only people who are here needed to find work. You're a part of the second generation of human men that were born from one of the few human couples in his place. This place is slowly starting to recover, though. I hope that most of the gangs all rot in hell. I shudder to think what that manticore would have done to you. Let's just forget about that for now. My bedroom's over here. I'll just gently put you down on the bed. Let me climb on top of you. Aw, you look so cute like that. The way you blush and tremble slightly as I move my face closer to yours. I want to taste you again. And feel your naked body. Such a nice body. You don't need to be covered in muscles to impress me. I love you for you. It wouldn't even matter what you looked like. You're just so sweet. You tried so hard not to seem weak around me, but I know what you are. A sub. I can feel you melting under me as you look up at me with eyes that practically scream for me. I want you inside of me. So good. I love your cock. It fills me up perfectly. Such a cute boy. Such cute moans. Whimper for me, darling. Oh. My insides are on fire. I'm clenching and squeezing around you. I want all of your cum. Are you going to give me all of your cum? Mm. You're such a good boy. That is what good boys like you deserve. Being under their monster wives and being milked. Oh, I love how I'm stronger and taller than you. It makes you so much easier to fluster. The way you look away with that blush on your face. Those whimpers that you try so hard to hide. The way you finally gave in and let me have my way with you. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. So good. I feel you bucking your hips into me. That's it. Keep going. I know you like how hot my cunt is. That warm heat that you know should hurt, but doesn't. My muscular walls that massage you in all of the right places. It's enough to make you go insane, isn't it? Don't worry. I won't discard you. I'll always be there for you. My demonic energy will make sure you never age. And if something takes you before then, I would rather die than live without you. I will never leave your side. There will never be a night where I don't have you in my arms. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I want you. I want you to be with me forever. I love you so much. I love you so much. You're still coming. I can feel you tensing up and twitching inside me. Good boy. Such a good boy. Let me just get off of you. You look so tired. Come here, honey. Let me hold you. Just rest your head next to me. Feel my soft fur and warm skin around you. Such a sweet boy.
I love you. I see that smile on your face. You are so cute. I love you so much. Good night, sweet boy.